Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie here with Harvey Kubernick as we're talking about the music world. Harvey, the technology we were talking about, the point where it is today with streaming and downloading, is that better or worse than what it was, let's say, in the 50s?
Oh, it's way better because there's kind of a level playing field that has been established where economics aren't determining, like, the best seats or who can get into the concert. It's available for everybody. And if you want to keep listening to your favorite groups, or if you want to discover new groups, and the disc jockey and the programmers are becoming more important again as they veer away a bit from some of these syndicated, shows with strict playlists and all that. There's a uniqueness of disc jockeys and people sort of introducing us to new music, but they're also co-reliant on the music that comes from the past. But I also think what's going on is we're also seeing the renaissance or the growth of the music documentary. Currently on HBO, they're showing David Bowie's Moon Age Daydream, which, you know, there's songs like Life on Mars and Starman, or there's a Donna Summers documentary. I'm currently involved in a documentary about the legendary recording studio Gold Star with a terrific director, Christopher Allport. And there's just all kinds of documentaries that truly are going behind the music and giving us, you know, rare clips and also interviews with the witnesses or the principals that are still with us, like your friend Pat Boone at what, age 88?
Mm-hmm.
He's still visible. He still can tell a story. He has incredible recall. I say treasure and respect these people because they're walking history. And I think the streaming and the downloading and the record stores are still active. And there are things like Record Store Day or National Record Store Day, which I think is twice a year now, and Black Friday. People are lining up to buy vinyl and rare cuts and unreleased material. I think the music business has never been healthier, and especially the concert business, although I do think the ticket prices and all the taxes and all the handling fees are really making it kind of price prohibitive for a lot of passionate music fans. But I think the best is yet to come.
I think so, too. It is truly remarkable, though, what's been going on. What about the singers? When you think back of the singers of the old days, the Sinatras, the Bobby Darins, and then the great groups like the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and groups like that, do we have that anymore today?
We do, although I was talking to this incredible musician named Don Peek, who has played on all the Phil Spector sessions, and he played with the Beach Boys. And for 1961 to 1963, he was the guitarist in the Everly Brothers group.
Yeah.
Just say that to yourself. The Everly Brothers, 1961 to 1963. And I recorded him yesterday. For
60
kind of
years ago, my
yes.
God.
And I said to him, you know, I was listening to some music with Cher singing, and I was listening to some Carole King stuff that Lou Adler produced. And Don Peek said to me, listen, a lot of the singers today, they're really good, but their music or the recordings are informed or helped by things like auto-tuning. And the singers back then, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, they're on two-track, three-track, or four-track. They're recording live. There's very little overdubbing. And they didn't have technology that could improve. It's almost like booster shots. It has to be in the track and move you, or it doesn't work. And so the singers back then, when you hear Sinatra, or you hear even Tony Bennett, you realize, boy, these things are Ed Ames who just left us. You hear a purity in the vocal
mm-hmm.
because it's not crowded a lot by many tracks and samples and other kind of, you know, things crowding the action. But you know, there's room for everybody, but we want the real singers. We meaning not just me, all of us who pay money to see a show or collect them, we want to be touched by the pure, natural timbre of somebody's voice. And sometimes I think we're missing that because you have to give people a show now on stage. All kinds of dancers, smoke bombs. And listen, that's part of theatrics. David Bowie, Alice Cooper, people have sort of always done that. But somehow, when you hear a Sinatra or you hear a Simon and Garfunkel, maybe just with a guitar, something happens where the people are in the room with you instead of across the street from you.
What about the orchestras now, Harvey? The people who knew how to play saxophones and trumpets and stuff like that.
Well,
are the young kids learning that still?
Well, I have a whole theory that sometimes in lectures I talk about, but I do think either due to budget cuts or something, and I'm only coming from a perspective from the LA city school system, but
right.
maybe it's national as well. The music, the arts programs were cut a lot over the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years. There used to be lots of glee clubs and choirs. And even I was in beginning percussion in junior high. And my teacher taught, you know, Timmy Euro, Phil Spector, and Andre Previn. You had that lineage. You had these things. I don't know if it exists as much. And the orchestras have sometimes on stage or on record now are being replaced by synthesizers and other equipment, kind of emulating. I remember Don Randy, a fantastic session player, keyboardist, arranger. He's on so many records, it's ridiculous, including Bridge Over Troubled Water and all the Spector dates. When the first synthesizers arrived, maybe in the late 60s or really all through the 70s, he went to the local musicians union out here on Vine Street, Local 47, and he said, listen, these synthesizers are going to put arrangers and orchestras out of work. Why don't we kind of come up with something where they could be used for coding or augmentation? And so he saw the way drum machines kind of came in and replaced a lot of real drummers, although real drummers are still working. And so the orchestras have, if they haven't been reduced, they've been sort of put in the second tier because due to cost on stage and union rules and all that, you still get some groups still tour maybe with an orchestra or a small combo orchestra. But the orchestra is not a thing of the past. It's just been in a reduced capacity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The Ed Sullivan Show. He greatest artists. He made Elvis. He made the Beatles. I mean,
well, listen, let me just say something, and I don't want to get into a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame spiel. Ed Sullivan's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Case closed. You and I know the impact, the vision he had. He treated rock and roll kind of seriously, especially when his show went to color. He let a lot of people introduce their music and be on shows with MOR and comedians and dancers. And the stage sets were great. I'm just so glad a lot of the material of Ed Sullivan, the catalog, that SOFA is made available digitally. And there's many compilations of the Ed Sullivan Show.
I mean, he was as stiff as a board as a talent himself. But I mean, the groups he had on, he made them happen.
I like the fact that he was sort of like a maitre d' at a restaurant, kind of.
Like a robot.
Yeah. There was a robotic stiffness action to him. But listen, he started as a newspaper columnist. He was on the beat.
Yeah.
Sometimes our hosts on TV are so slick with so cut makeup and all kinds of lighting techniques. When you see Ed Sullivan, the action stops because who is this guy? But all of a sudden he goes, here are the Rolling Stones, here are the Beatles, here are the Vanilla Fudge, here's Spanky and Our Gang, here are the Doors. And all of a sudden he, at least him and his staff, gave forum to music 50 and 60 years later.
He made it happen.
He made it happen, and I think he's one underrated visionary in popular culture.
Are you familiar with Louis Prima?
Are you kidding? I met Keeley Smith.
She was a great singer.
Well, I saw Louis and Keeley as a kid with my parents in Las Vegas, and that was Tina Turner-type energy, too.
They were Vegas before Sinatra was
Vegas.
They
put on a show, and it was kind of wild, and she had a great haircut. And he was older than her, but he just carried the action.
And she had that certain look about her, that pouty look.
And I just think, you know, people like that made impressions. And I was really lucky to see the Buddy Riches and Sammy Davis Jr. and a lot of these people as a kid. And I even saw Spike Jones, who no one ever talks about.
Wow.
And he was marvelous on stage.
The great times. I mean, but would these guys, would these people, would they make it today?
I think a lot of them wouldn't even get a record deal.
I mean, I don't think Jimmy Durante, for example, could make
He
was a singer.
Yes. I think three-quarters of these people could never even get a meeting with a record company today.
No.
Bob Dylan wouldn't be signed today if you judged him visually on his vocal. I mean, now it's what's your streaming if you're verified with your fan club. I understand popularity and TikTok and just the amount of impressions that follow you and bring magnet people to you. That's shadow people, too. But I don't think right now, especially with our obsession with youth at record companies, I don't think some of these people would even be able to walk through the door these days.
But youth always drove music. Because I remember even when old Pat Boone was singing back in those days as a youngster, it was the Bobby Sox girls that just kept things going. Same with Sinatra.
And listen, part of that is marketing. Part of that was the existing demographic of who buys the product. But I think we've gone a little deeper than that, where the haircut guys, well, Bobby Rydell was fantastic, but the guys with the haircuts and the Bobby Soxers later on, I think they moved to the side, and then the English Invasion showed up with those groups and all that. But it's always been a youth-driven market, whether it be teen dance shows or you know, exposures, you know, in various merchandise stuff, whether it be T-shirts or bubble gum. That always exists, except right now, like my friend Gary Strobel, tonight is seeing Judy Collins at age 88.
Send in the clowns. She's great. Yeah.
At age 88, she's doing a concert. I just think that's great that she's out there doing those things, and she still has a lot of gas still in the tank. And people want to hear songs. They want to hear singers. They do want to hear all kinds of other music. So there's plenty for everybody. So I think the future's, you know, really bright. But a song or a good tune, when you get exposed to it, even in a supermarket or a 7-Eleven or a restaurant, you stop eating when something you hear shows up from 50 years ago.
Yeah, and it's good.
And that shows the durability, you know, of the audio, as we used to say.
What do you hear, Harvey, about Tony Bennett? How's he doing?
I know it's sort of well documented, but he's sort of retired, and
he's in his 90s, right?
93, I think. He's got some medical conditions that are kind of prohibiting him from performing again. But his legacy is intact, and the records he did with Bill Evans on piano and Ralph Sharon, he'll be around. And I will say, people like Lady Gaga, and I'd like to see more of this. Lady Gaga and him did an award-winning together. And, you know, I remember...
And she was so respectful of him.
Yes, and I remember, and this will speak to your Michigan roots, 40 years ago when I was a record executive at MCA Records, I made the bold decision to put Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, for them to do a record and an album with Del Shannon.
Wow.
From Michigan.
Yeah.
And that record did get made, and I had a credit on it, Organic Catalyst. And now I'm a consulting producer on a Del Shannon documentary. So when the old and the new, or the current people, embrace the elders, we get something from that. And I'd like to see that continue, where the new people, not, you know, Bonnie Raitt used to put blues singers on as her opening acts at her concerts. I'd like to see some of that stuff instead of the usual machinations and all the other games that have to be played.
Did you know an old friend of mine who passed on, Russ Regan?
Are you kidding? Russ Regan is my mentor.
He told me,
Russ
founded the Beach Boys.
He gave them their name. He signed Elton John to MCA Records. He signed the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Neil Diamond.
I remember Russ and I would have a lunch every 6 months for 30 years.
That's a small
And I wrote his, I'll call it an obituary. It was really a tribute to him, and his daughter called me crying on the phone. And I'm so aware, and again, he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He said, I was responsible for $1 billion worth of retail sales of all the people he signed.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
He was a giant. He was a giant.
He just had ears. He understood songs. He understood records. He understood trends. And he's the guy in the mid-80s or late-80s, gave a speech at a convention and said, there'll come a time one day where you go to a concert and you'll be able to leave with a recording of that concert the same night.
And he was right.
He was right.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.